All right, welcome back. We got Hot Seat coming up. A lot of great stuff, but we got something super right now, Al, because the man's name is Mike Garafolo,
yes.
And he works at the NFL Network.
Nice place
coming
to be.
Off one of the greatest weekends in the history of the National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Garafolo is with us. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Ange. How are you?
Hey, Mike, I just got to get personal here for a second, because you many, many years ago worked at WIP, and I know you love sports. Did you know all along you were going to end up in football? Was that always the plan?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, when I was there at IP, I was also writing for the Associated Press, doing all four majors, but football was always the one that I wanted to do. So, yeah, that was the goal.
Well, it was a very fine decision, Mike, and it was proven again this weekend. How great a weekend was this for the NFL, Mike?
I'll put it to you this way, and I started to say this to Wechter before you guys put me on, and I couldn't spit it out. They send us every week, betonline.ag is one of those big gambling sites, and they sent us the, you know, here are some odds and ends for the weekend. And they said it was 6-1. 6-1. That there would be one game with a walk-off score this weekend. One game. There were four. I have no idea what four would have paid. I'm sure it's way higher than 24-1. I mean, it's not, the math is not that simple. It's just to think that we could have four games with a walk-off score, it just doesn't get much better than that, Angie. And I feel bad for this weekend coming up in the Super Bowl, because I don't think they're going to live up to the weekend we just saw.
I don't think anything in any sport could live up to what we just saw. And you also got the human drama associated with it, because the two guys that are most likely to fight for MVP, Brady and Rodgers, two great, great players, both were eliminated, and now there's a question of their retirement. Give me your read on Brady and Rodgers and whether we saw their last games this weekend.
This Brady thing really kind of, I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but just really quickly built up the last couple of weeks, where it was being talked about, and then all of a sudden it was a real thing, and the coaches down there were kind of talking about it. And, you know, I had this conversation with a longtime league person yesterday, and I said, but I don't understand how Tom Brady has been telling us all along he's not going to go out until he can't do it anymore, right? And
yeah,
he can still do it. So how come all of a sudden now it's like he's entertaining these thoughts? And that person just speculating said he's probably feeling it fall off. Right, and we saw it with Brett Favre. Favre's last season, it was like, yeah, that's not Brett Favre anymore. So his guess and his hunch is that maybe Brady is feeling like, you know what, here it comes. I'm starting to feel things that I've never felt, and it's starting to tail off, and I don't want to be that guy next year. He said, now the other thing is, everybody's always kind of feeling that way late in the season, so give him some time, let him think about it. But I have a hard time thinking that he's going to go out the way that he did, which was a home divisional round loss and a disappointing performance. As for Rodgers, I don't think he's retiring. I think he's going to continue to play. Again, I can't imagine he goes out that way. He still only has the one ring. So I think it's going to be another offseason of where he winds up, and I know that there's going to be significant interest in him in a number of places, most notably Denver, where he seems to want to play. So if he's quarterback in the Broncos to start next season, I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow. All right. Now, I'm going to get to the other thing that was great about the weekend. We have controversy as well. That comeback by the Chiefs, Mike, is as improbable as it can get. And everybody's looking at Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Bills, and they're going, why did you give them two plays when you could have squibbed it and given them one? What do you think about the strategy at the end by the Bills?
Yeah, that was my point. And I had this conversation with the special teams coach over text after the game. I said, why? Just squib the ball, okay? Maybe it hits a guy in the ankles and it rolls around for 3 seconds. And he said, but that, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. His theory was, if you squib a kick and a guy catches it at the 30 or something like that, and he declares himself down immediately, maybe that burns 2 seconds. They're still in the same position and maybe better field position at the time. He said, you're just kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. He said, the bottom line is, he felt like the defense needs to be able to defend what they couldn't defend, which was, what, 40 yards in 13 seconds or whatever it was. He said, you don't do that. You don't deserve to win. I disagree. I mean, this is a longtime NFL special teams guy.
Yeah.
I disagree. I put that thing on the ground, and I let it kind of bounce around for a while and see how much time I can burn on that one. That's where I stand.
Well, Rhea Hughes, who I know you know is a football sage,
oh, yeah,
pointed out, Mike, that the Cowboys with 14 seconds to go could not
I
get,
to compare to
could
Dallas.
Not even get in position to throw a Hail Mary into the end zone, and the Chiefs negotiated the entire field to get in field goal range. That's a rather interesting contrast, isn't it?
They're very interesting, and I'm surprised. Have you guys been playing I would play the audio of Cowboys radio probably for the next 7 months or so just to get you to next season. I'd probably do it once a week if I were you, just knowing that you thoroughly enjoyed what you watched there and you continued to listen to it maybe for the next couple of months. So the Chiefs are on another planet. And that's the other thing is, you know, you go through the season, you watch these games, and you look at these teams. You know, the team that I was completely wrong about this year was the Giants. I really thought they were going to be better than they were. And I keep watching them and saying, oh, maybe it's going to come together now. And then you just watch these teams that play this weekend, particularly the two last night, and you think, these guys are in another stratosphere right now.
You're right. You're right. All right, Mike, the next portion of this conversation, I'm calling the Al Morganti portion, because these are a couple of things. Al Morganti says this overtime system is not good. He wants it to be like the college system. You got to be guaranteed a possession in OT. How do you feel about that, Mike?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, my colleague Ian Rappaport was quick to point out this morning that the Kansas City Chiefs proposed 2 years ago that you would be guaranteed a possession and did not get enough support from the rest of the league on that one. And so the rest of the league is responsible for the Chiefs being able to score a touchdown and walk off last night. So, you know, it's kind of karma on that one because they really did want to make it a guaranteed possession. My thing is, and I know that they don't want eternity overtimes during the regular season. How about just the postseason then?
Yeah.
Have the postseason. You're guaranteed a possession on both sides. Now, I know that they don't want to have different rules for the regular season and the postseason, but I don't know that anybody would have complained last night had the Bills been able to get a chance to possess the ball in a game of that magnitude.
And the other one Al's got, Al said watching all weekend, Mike, that he saw quarterback play that is nowhere near what far beyond what we're seeing from Jalen Hurts, and Al would like the Eagles to pursue Deshaun Watson. How feasible is that?
It's going to come down to, because, you know, the Eagles committed basically to Jalen Hurts last week, and I believe that. I believe that that's going to wind up being the case. But that being said, if Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson says, hey, I want to go play in Philly. Basically, if they court the Eagles, I think then things could change. You know, I certainly believe that the Eagles realize that Jalen Hurts has put himself in the middle of the pack of quarterbacking close to the upper echelon. Basically, the point I'm trying to make is, let's say Jimmy Garoppolo were available. Well, that's not much of an upgrade. The Eagles wouldn't make that move.
You're right.
But now you start to talk about those three guys that I mentioned. I think that that changes things, and I think that they start to consider that. Now, you know, that being said, here's the other thing, and nobody's told me this, Ange. This is just me as I kind of look at this thing and figure out what they're going to do. Let's say they get to the draft. They haven't traded for a quarterback. Hurts is still their guy. I know we keep saying, well, they got those three first-round picks. They can either use them for a quarterback or they can use them to support the quarterback. I'm looking at it, and I'm saying I wouldn't be shocked if Howie Roseman and the Eagles do not make all those picks. They try to trade. They try to compile draft picks moving forward to kind of buy themselves some more time. Okay, so let's see Jalen Hurts for one more year. And if it doesn't work out, now we've got draft pick capital going forward. That's my hunch for what might happen with the Eagles to kind of have it both ways a little bit. But I think he's a starting quarterback in 22.
Mike Garofalo, all I could say is this. You have picked the right sport, and you're awesome in it. And we really appreciate you coming on with us, Mike.
Man, I appreciate that, Ange. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Mike Garofalo, Al. Imagine that. Imagine the NFL now is bigger than the other three put together.
The numbers that are going to come out.
Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Do you realize what has happened?
You realize that the other teams are watching the NFL at halftime?
Yeah. I know they are. And this is the thing. Josie, you represent a sport, the NHL, right?
Yeah.
Do they not look at the NFL and go, how can we do some of what they're doing and become more compelling, more interesting to the people?
Of course, every sport.
But they don't seem to be able to do it.
No, it's amazing what the NFL has done.
Amazing.
They're an absolute monster. No one's ever going to be able to emulate what they've done. The only thing, European soccer comes close to your league over there, but it's They bring football over for a few games.
The show they're putting on is just, you know.
It's incredible.
We bitch about the ref, and we bitch. There's plenty of stuff to bitch about. But, man, you would have missed that next game.
You
would have missed it. It's
you could
too good.
Not have handwritten
no.
these games
no.
to end the way that they did. It was
no.
impossible to have that much excitement, that much drama over the weekend.
I made this analogy at the beginning of the show. When I was a young guy, I enjoyed Haystacks Calhoun. I enjoyed Bruno Sammartino.
I like Bruno.
I liked scripted Wrestlers. Wrestling.
Yes.
They scripted how it went. You couldn't script the wrestling any better than the NFL, which is unscripted. How are they doing it?
It makes you wonder.
How are they doing it?
They've got great characters.
And I told you, Al, I'm sad, too.
Well, don't
because in 3 weeks it leaves me.
Then
I am lost until Labor Day.
You are that commercial. Let's talk about leaving the game before we get to the game.
Al, I'm writing
depressing,
a book. My book's name, the title will be Lost Till Labor Day.
Lost Till Labor Day.
Sounds like a good story.
It really is.
Who's buying that?
Someone, they're going to be looking for it.
My relatives. Who else would?
Whoever does will be looking for it till Labor Day.
Gail can't wait.
Matt is on the line, and he wants to talk football.
No.
I'm stunned. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
Did you enjoy this weekend?
It was insane, but I was asking myself the question, and I'd like to ask you guys, like, watching those games, I'm like, where do we want Howie Roseman to start?
edge rushes. Because the one thing I saw in the period where Brady was awful, he was being hounded, especially by Aaron Donald, but also by Von Miller. And you got, Matt, you got to get on the quarterback, and the Eagles don't do that. They don't blitz, and their front four is not getting to the quarterback nearly enough. I got to have more intense concentration on the quarterback.
Yeah, and I'm not a big Fletcher fan, but, like, I look at that contract, and that's just our GM, just handing out too much money. And as far as the quarterback, I mean, the quarterback play this weekend, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. And it just made me realize how far off we are.
I want to quote Jonesy a little earlier in the show, Matt. Keith Jones said that if he was Fletcher Cox and he was watching the Rams game, and he was seeing what Aaron Donald was doing to the very same blockers that he faced the previous week, he would change the channel because he would be so embarrassed. Right, Jonesy?
It's a fact.
You
it's
said
a
that.
Fact. It's a player that's in the exact same position. It's a player that you once were in the same conversation with.
Right.
You're the same age, which is remarkable. Which I didn't even know that when we talked about it. And if you're Fletcher Cox, you have to be embarrassed about the way that you've performed.
You
and
do.
This hasn't just been this year.
But
this
I never
the
get the
year.
Feeling he is.
He's
he
not.
Keeps telling us he's playing better
yes,
than it
not.
Looks.
He's used the excuse that he's been, you know, double teamed. He has been
no.
concentrated on. Donald is focused on every single set and every play that occurs during a game that he's on the field.
Look, if he were, Matt, if he were half Aaron Donald, if he made half the plays Aaron Donald made, you would say, all right, well, Aaron Donald is a Hall of Famer. This guy's doing nothing. Matt, he's doing nothing.
And he can't. I think he knows that he stinks, but he just can't take criticism, and that
You're right.
makes it even worse.
You're right. You're right, Matt. Matt, give me the best way to eat peanut butter.
My favorite, the peanut butter candy cakes.
Oh, nice one. In the Tasty
good.
Cake studio. Rhea, have you gotten any word from the Eagles yet on a news conference announcing the retirement of Fletcher Cox?
No, I have not.
All right. We'll keep you updated. I'm still hoping. It's probably a long shot. 215-592-9494. We got the hot seat. Who's on the hot seat? I love this one. It's coming up next. WIP Sports Time coming up on 916. All right, welcome back. It's 923. Our special assistant, it's not Ava Graham, but Cindy Webster is here, Al. And I am signing, in honor of Matt Klentak, Cindy loves the Phillies.
Yes.
I am assigning her, your special assistant, on the contest today, because Cindy was the one that got us these great prizes.
Yes.
Including, Cindy, this is, thank you very much for getting this
You're
stuff.
Welcome.
Vintage Eagles bundle, courtesy of Shy Vintage Sports. Which I guess is super, right? The Shy thing?
Awesome.
Is
I get stuff from there all the time. It's awesome. It's a great store. Yeah.
ShibeSports.com. And the prize, it's a big bundle filled with all sorts of great Eagles stuff. You like to cut this. It's National Peanut Butter Day.
I know.
The best way to eat peanut butter.
I love peanut butter, by the way.
What's your favorite?
I know this is going to go down.
Just
badly.
Say it.
On a banana.
You like to slather peanut butter on a big banana.
See, I knew it would go there.
Just a normal size.
I just put it, you cut the banana in half.
Below average.
You spread the peanot butter in the middle.
Right.
Put it the other
really?
Half of the banana.
Wow.
It's like a little sandwich.
You ever do this on YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Look it up on YouTube.
It's a banana sandwich?
It's so good. Yeah. Isn't that what Elvis used to eat?
Fried banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
Nobody puts banana on.
He's
peanut butter on a banana.
On a banana?
What the hell's that, Al?
Banana.
So you cut the banana right down the middle.
Exactly.
And then you slather it all along the banana.
Not like that,
and then
but
you put the two together.
It's so gross.
Yeah. And then you bite in. Doesn't the peanut butter squirt out the sides?
And then you can lick that off. God. It's awesome.
I'm just trying to picture it, Al. I'm not allowed to picture. Yes. She's your consultant.
Yeah.
Sitting in a hammock.
Are you paying me to be your consultant now?
No, nobody eats a banana. That's ridiculous.
It's an unusual way to eat a banana.
I'm telling you, you're going to get callers that say they do.
No, we're not.
I'm going home today, and I'm going to run that by Gail.
You might get callers, though.
Yeah.
You're going to get a few.
In a hammock.
Once again.
Ava Graham, who's on your... Who's on your hot seat today?
I am on your side, but it's a hammock.
She's back.
Down at the shore, you know.
Joe, just play the hot seat.
Today, all the other sports are on the hot seat, other than football. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
Ray, is the NFL better now than ever?
Oh, boy. If you just watched this weekend, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Wow.
The games were fantastic.
If there's ever been a better weekend pro football, I can't remember it. Each game, you kept thinking, well, the next game can't be any better than that. And it was. You know, this was a great weekend for the National Football League.
Great weekend, and other leagues have to learn from it. Did you see what they did?
The NFL delivers drama.
Yep.
Like no other sport.
Oh, yeah.
MLB, NBA, NHL, you all have to shorten your schedules or something because so many games mean nothing.
Zero.
Hey, Phillies, there's a lot we could be talking about, but you're in a lockout.
There's a lot of things that are unanswered this year right now. We don't know, you know, where left fielder's going to be. I'm not sure about, you know, center or anything like that right now. Third base, I would imagine. You know, we have a lot of, you know, things to look at.
Hey, Flyers, 11 straight losses in a season where you already had 10. If it wasn't for Keith Jones and Al Morgani, why bother watching? And Sixers, thank God for Embiid, but your coach and his belly aching, I don't like his attitude.
I don't know. Would you ask Pop that question? No, you wouldn't. So don't ask me that question. I've earned that.
And that's why 95% of the Philadelphia audience watched a football game involving none of our teams and did not watch the Sixers.
Do better.
That's a great, great hot
seat.
Well done. 100% right, honestly. And I don't know what to say. I'm going to be honest with you, right? There's one thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Despite Keith Jones and Al Morgani.
I know. I'm
not watching. Your own husband, who lives for hockey.
Yeah. No, I'm
how much
watching.
Failure can he endure?
It's actually
how much failure?
I worry for his health every day. And then when he has to do the post game with Broad Street,
Al's doing the post game on the TV.
I know, and it's
not enjoying it, Al.
Let's face it. We're all, you know, it's not easy. But
how much
but Jonesy
failure?
And I and Taryn get through it, and Hartnell came back.
That's good.
Yeah.
So. How much failure can Bill Matz handle?
Honestly, we'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
And tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And we're halfway there.
Oh, wow. Back-to-backs the next two nights?
Yes.
Oh, party time.
Yeah.
And how about
and you're the
half
one
the,
off Wednesday.
But half the Flyers are off right now, right? They hurt. They
come back for one game and get hurt.
That's good. And then as soon as they feel better, they get COVID. Let's go to Sean in Maryland. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? How's the morning crew?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Sean. It's fun to do a show after that weekend of football. That was spectacular.
Great weekend, and we almost had the trifecta. Rodgers gone, Brady gone, and we almost had Reed gone.
Sean, how did he survive? How did he win that game? How?
Yeah, that's
Patrick
Mahomes. That's Mahomes and the Bills' Swiss cheese defense.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that too. Sean McDermott, if he were the head coach here, he would no longer be the head coach here.
Correct.
I would march on the Novacare Plus to get him fired. I mean it.
I'll tell you what, though. And you know who might be having a worse Monday, though?
Who?
That's if you saw it in the stands in the Packers-Niners game, they cued in on A-Rod, who was doing a horrible dance, and as it turns out, he wasn't with his girlfriend. He was with somebody else. So
wait a minute. Slow down. Sean, let me put you on hold for a second.
I sent it to you.
Hold on. No, I studied it. Now, it's like 0 degrees there.
Yeah.
He's got a big wool hat on.
Mm-hmm.
A-Rod's there. A hot blonde is with him.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I went, wow. Still, no. I looked at the woman. I looked at A-Rod. I said, too cold. I wouldn't do it. Even if it was, a way to get to know the woman.
I felt bad for him being such a longtime Packers fan,
right?
You know?
But Al, it wasn't his girlfriend.
Oh, was it?
He was canoodling. Back to Sean. Sean, what can you tell me about A-Rod? Who was the woman?
It was some gal. I don't know her name. Some socialite from the Dallas, Texas area. But, yeah, he's got some splaining to do.
All right. So you think maybe that he was canoodling with her while the girlfriend did not know?
Oh, exactly. He probably told her it was a guy's weekend.
Ah. Well, here's what's going to happen today. I'm predicting the wind chill factor in that relationship will go up.
Amen.
I think it'll be very frigid there today.
Well, it's still unidentified.
Unidentified.
No,
see,
I have her name. It's
who is that?
Catherine Paget.
Oh, she sounds like a socialite.
I think she's an Instagram model. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, that Sean. He's still licking his wounds from J-Lo. Don't think otherwise, because Ben Affleck right now is flaunting J-Lo, and A-Rod was discarded by J-Lo.
Yes.
TMZ.com, baby.
Yeah, he's the biggest weasel around.
Yes, he is. Sean, give me right now a great way to eat peanut butter.
Hey, you can have this with breakfast or after your workout, a peanut butter smoothie.
A peanut butter smoothie.
Yeah, they put peanut butter in a lot of
smoothies.
There's
a lot of smoothie stuff. Now, let me bring on Al, a food expert, Big Rube. Hi, Big Rube.
Hi.
Big Rube, what's your position on peanut butter?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's one of the best proteins. You know, I was talking to Joe, you know, when I called in. I like it on a Ritz cracker.
Ooh. That's a nice little item, man.
Yeah.
You're adding some salt. You get a crunch.
Yep.
Very nice.
Most people are opposed to the chunky peanut butter, but that's what I like the most. You know, mostly like the smooth. I like the chunky peanut butter.
Let me tell you something, Roof. I discovered not long ago extra crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it's got nice. And here's what happened. It's got like little pieces of peanut, and you chew them. Every once in a while, later in the day, one will become dislodged from your teeth. And then you get a little extra treat in your day.
Yeah, but don't you have that driving sticulitis thing that you're not supposed to eat?
Diverticulitis.
No, that's over, Al. I had my, that part of the colon was removed.
Along with part of your brain.
From what I understand now, Al, it's clear sailing.
Check it out, Al.
What the hell?
Check it out. Big Rube, what'd you think of the football this week?
Oh, man, it was beautiful. I thought we was going to get all four road wins. And Kyle Newbeck's dad, Kenny, he took the Bengals straight up. I was like, I do like them to win, but he said, I'm telling you, they're going to win. And he won it. And then when they won, you should have heard the F-bombs going and everything. I thought they was going to win. And
oh, wow. All right, now, Big Rube, everybody's thinking Big Ben's done with your Steelers. What about Rodgers and Brady? You think they're done?
Well, that's what I heard, like, three national people were talking about. Pittsburgh might go for Rodgers.
Wow. God. You might. Wait, hold on a minute. Now, Rodgers has a lot of political stuff going on. Is that okay with you, Rube?
I mean, if the man can play between the lines, hey, you know, at the end of the day, we can't, you know, we all want perfect type citizens, but
hold
at the
on.
End of the day, they can, you know, they can get the job done.
Al Morganti would like Deshaun Watson to play for the Eagles. Would you accept him on the Steelers?
Yeah, I mentioned that the other day. It's like Big Ben had his same, you know, twice, you know, that whole thing. So it's hard for me being a father of a daughter.
There
so
it is.
Al
Morganti doesn't worry about that stuff. He doesn't care about
here's the
morality.
Here's your question, Rube. Would you rather have Ben in his early years when he was a bad guy and you were winning Super Bowls, or Ben in his later years when he was a better guy but couldn't win nothing?
It's an immoral question.
Damn.
You got me right there, Al. I ain't going to lie. You got me.
Do you think Al Morganti is going to hell?
With my chicken sandwich in his hand.
Well, I like it warm.
Little mama.
Those people, Al, when they see that chicken down there, they're gonna think they're in heaven.
It's roasted chicken.
Big Rube. Where can I get it? I need the chicken now.
At Pitcher's Pub, I want to give a shout out to Lisa, director of marketing, Philadelphia Eagles. Her and her husband came yesterday, had my brunch, chicken and waffles, and you know they grubbed and said, holla.
Love it. Holla, Big Rube. That's my man, Big Rube. All right, here's where we are. I'll give all of the ways you could eat peanut butter. Pete, Hank, Jack, all you guys, you're all getting a shot before we leave. Here's the list
so
far.
You can have a peanut butter smoothie, candy cakes, Girl Scout cookie, peanut butter cookie. You can have it with a Reese's cup on top of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Interesting thing.
With a spoon, just spoon it right out of the jar. With peanut butter pancakes, peanut butter wrap, which is a sandwich with peanut butter in it, peanut butter pie, a Butterfinger, that's a candy bar, peanut butter ice cream, PB&J, and Reese's peanut butter cup.
Your judge today, Mr. Al Morganti. Now, we are going to, hopefully, Joe Conklin is going to clear. Kyle Quinn, our assistant, Al, is about to embark on a brand new career. After what he did on this show earlier, you will hear it. And the verdict from top stand-up comic Joe Conklin when we return. WIP Sports Time, 9:37. All right, 9:43 is the time. So I'm minding my own business on a weekend, doing what I always do on a weekend, basically nothing. And Rhea Hughes can't help herself. She watches the game Saturday night, and she says, wow, Rodgers was denied a chance. And he has a lot of enemies now because of his controversial political views.
Right.
She runs onto Twitter and finds a bunch of wisecracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Sends them to me. Yeah. I'm reading them. Yeah. I've worked for years with one of the top stand-up comics in America.
Who?
Joe Conklin. All right? And by the way, serious Joe Conklin is now in studio.
Oh, no.
And I went, wait a minute. I hear this as a mini stand-up act. Who can we get to do it? Mm-hmm. Well, you're a little long in the tooth. Jonesy just won $16,000 at Borgata.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a damn about this stuff.
No, he doesn't.
Rhea Hughes is a woman. Women are never funny.
Yep, that's right.
We knew that already. So I go, what about that kid Kyle Quinn? So we give him the stuff. Producing it, Ava Graham, her father, great stand-up. Hello. And they came up with this. Joe, I want you to hear this because I have a proposal for you based on some of the shows you've got coming up. I know you like to discover new talent.
Always.
Ava, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and your headliner tonight, welcome to the stage, Kyle Quinn.
Thank you. Thank you. But seriously, I was watching that Packers game the other day, and I'm going to need everyone to stop making fun of Aaron Rodgers. He hates being needled. Aaron Rodgers told Pat McAfee, I'm doing my own research on whether or not we lost to the 49ers. If there was a vaccine for choking in big games, would Aaron Rodgers get it? Hey, I thought Aaron Rodgers had a shot, which has happened before. It's wild that Aaron Rodgers didn't get better protection from the 49ers with his natural immunity. Oh, but look on the bright side. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to worry about meeting Joe Biden at the White House. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
I felt, Joe, that for somebody who had never done it, that he had commendable timing and enormous potential. Your thoughts?
Outstanding. I love the try the veal line. Who thought of that?
All right,
not me.
I fed that to him at the end.
Did you really?
I thought it would resonate. Joe has used that line. All right, so Joe, bottom line on this, dear, would you agree if I promote these shows even more than I already do, would you agree to actually have as a stand-up debut when his material's ready? He's going to need five strong ones. Oof. Five strong minutes. Five minutes.
5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah.
Like three minutes.
Yeah, I thought you meant three. Five strong jokes.
No.
Which he had in that.
He joke. Had in there, but no, we're going to need to get some joke writing. And I'll get that via email. I'll be setting up stuff.
I'm going to fire all my writers and get myself off right. Twitter from now on.
There you go.
Joe, here's the bottom line. Would you agree to have him open for one of your future shows?
Kyle?
Yes.
Are you busy on February 5th?
I can clear my schedule up.
Beautiful. To have an opening at a nice parish named after Angelo. It's called St. Titus. I'm sorry, St. Titus.
Now we went out. You can't say do that about a saint.
You can't say that.
All right, Joe.
Please.
Joe.
I can't
Joe,
even.
Please don't. All right, Joe. Is that a yes?
A yes.
And he has till February 5th.
To mull it over?
St. Titus. No. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready.
That gives you 2 weeks.
2 weeks
to come
is
up
good
with
enough. Yeah.
Six or seven good jokes.
Conklin's feeling the heat here.
All right.
He sees his kids got a lot of
no, it's
you
not
have time. Potential.
No.
You have potential.
He does, Conklin.
Listen to me.
He gets upset when he sees this. He's mad right now. Right.
No, he's not
he
mad.
Is. He's mad.
Joe is. This is when Joe's in the stage of his career where he mentors others.
No, he doesn't believe that. He
no,
still
he
thinks
does.
He's funny.
He is funny.
He's what?
He's very funny.
Have you heard his stuff?
All right, we're on. We got a deal here.
We
Kyle,
got
start getting material.
Run. All right, I'll go on Twitter.
Conklin,
right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're a
thank
hero.
You,
and the Monsignor wants
this.
To see you outside.
JoeConklin.com. JoeConklin.com. It's St. Titus. Pete's up from Bethlehem. Hi, Pete.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
People say, why don't you script? Why does he come on unscripted? That's why.
Oh, my God.
Pete, what did you think of the games?
I thought that was a fantastic weekend of football. Watched everything. Trying to figure out how it all happened. And then my girlfriend turns to me and she says, did you notice something? I said, what's that? She said, every single team that won, except for the Chiefs, but they did it at the very end, every single team that won did the same thing.
What was that?
That's what I said to her. I said, what's that? She said, you had to watch it when there wasn't any play. She said, the water boys will come out and to the losing teams, the Packers, the elite of the NFL, the water boys came out and squirted the water in their mouths.
All right.
But to the winning teams, the hard rock or the hard knocking football players, they grabbed that cup and they drank it themselves.
Oh God,
that's what you know,
you're.
That's what you're. Hold on.
In the NFL,
that's enough, Pete. How long have you been with this girlfriend? Because if that's the insight she's providing, it would raise some issues in my mind. I'm hoping it does for you. Seems to me that these were four of the greatest games you could ever see with so much at stake, and she's worried about squirting in mouths. I don't like
that. It shows the character of the football players.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
That's okay.
I suggest next Sunday you watch the games without the girlfriend. Pete, Pete, give me the best way to eat peanut butter.
Well, besides that, with my girlfriend, Celery.
Celery.
Horrible.
Peanut butter, great. Do you like it, Al?
Yes.
You enjoy a crunch.
Every Friday with fish sticks at Catholic school, there was peanut butter on celery for dessert.
Celery is awful.
And did you notice?
Celery is bad.
Did you notice that in every game except that one with
The interviews were with the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Who won the games in each of those three games? These guys get
oh, no,
the kicker.
These guys,
the kickers.
Those are not
if
easy.
If they missed, they
oh,
would have gotten
God,
it.
Oh, my God. It's the end of the world.
Yeah. I was
the
worried about every one of the kicks.
Everyone.
Did you hear what the kicker, the Bengals kicker, said to someone what? Along the sidelines? They reported he walked up to him and goes, before his kick, I guess we're going to the AFC Championship game. And walked out and kicked it. They were like, look at this kid. Like, can you imagine saying that and not making
it? We had missed extra points.
Yeah.
Kicks
I would choke in every one of them.
God.
That was so much on the line. And those guys get nothing. No one even mentioned
them. And they sent him out there like they're a machine.
They didn't come up till now, this morning.
When do you decide you want to be a kicker?
Oh, God.
I guess when you can't do anything else.
Exactly. So why interview him?
All right.
Oh, man, that's pressure, man.
Are we ready to go rapid fire here, Al?
Yes.
We're looking for the best ways to eat peanut butter. Hank, what do you got?
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Peanut butter on popcorn.
Jack, what do we got?
Jack?
Jack's
He's
not
off.
There. Meg, I'm eating peanut butter. How?
Bacon and toast.
Bacon and
wow,
toast.
That'd be close. Good. That would
wow.
Be close.
I guess we're not worried about fat consumption.
That's close.
Connor, I need to know how to eat peanut butter.
Apple slices.
Oh yeah.
Me.
My wife loves that.
Yes. Love it.
Jabbo, it's National Peanut Butter Day.
Okay. I was going to say a knife right out of the drawer, but a spoon was already taken.
Yep.
So is there a knife around? My finger in there, and then when I'm done, I close the jar up, and my dog licks my finger.
How I love that. Nice. In the finger, Al, for Jabbo. That's why he's called Jabbo. He
small
jabs
finger.
The finger. Anthony, how am I eating the peanut butter?
What, bananas and bread.
Mayonnaise and bread.
God. Ugh,
that sounds horrible.
Oh, God, that's pitiful. Oh. Scott, how about having the peanut butter?
Peanut butter and crackers.
Peanut butter and
mentioned already.
That's
okay.
It was mentioned. Big Big Rube mentioned.
He had a specific kind of crackers.
No, it doesn't matter because Big Rube is not
eligible.
He's
not eligible.
He's a chef.
Okay. He's ineligible.
Sean, last crack, what do you got?
Peanut butter and banana.
That that's okay.
Yeah.
That's Cindy Webster's.
Yeah.
She slathers it on a banana.
Yeah.
All right.
Peanut butter.
Are you ready, Al? Yeah. You do all the heavy lifting here.
Do I do both of the things?
The prize and
$25 Duncan E gift card is apple slices. That's number four. Number three, 1990s nostalgia candy gift box. That's Skittles, Bubble Yum, and all kinds of Sour Patch Kids, all that stuff. That is Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh.
Number two, Philadelphia Eagles 90s Kelly Green Mike Quick jersey. Simple, PB&J. Absolutely simple.
All
and
right.
Number one.
And number one.
Vintage Eagles bundle. That's courtesy of Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Visit scheibsports.com. All kinds of stuff in there. Eagles photo, tote bag, stickers, koozies, everything like that. Green tea. Candy cakes.
Yeah, candy cakes.
Taste cakes, yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's I'm starting it in.